Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 20 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several languages are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. When I look around me and see all the tension and turmoil in the world, it reminds me of how much we need hope. So many people today live without hope. Maybe you're one of them. But where should we turn for hope in such difficult days? I turn to God's Word, the Holy Bible, and I urge you to turn to God's Word too, because in it we find the only foundation for lasting hope. The psalmist David said, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." And Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." So you and I can have complete confidence in God's word. You know, through the centuries, skeptics and scoffers have tried to dismiss the Word of God. They say it's full of contradictions and inaccuracies. But many people who make those claims have never taken the time to examine the Word of God carefully. Because if they were to do so, they would find that the Bible is incredibly accurate, considering that its 66 books were written by 40 authors across a span of 1,500 years. And although the Bible isn't a science textbook, wherever it addresses scientific facts, it is accurate. My friend, I have walked with the Lord Jesus for more than 40 years now, and I have found His Word to be true and accurate in my life and my experience. You will find Him the same if you will only give Him the opportunity to transform your life and to give you hope. In a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present his teaching from John chapter 1 and verses 19 to 28, answers to questions. But before we listen, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. We praise you that you have revealed yourself to us in the pages of Holy Scripture. For those of us who are your children, we understand that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. In a few moments, Dr. Yoder will share his teaching from the Word, and I pray that you will open my heart and the heart of my friend who is listening to receive that Word. I pray that each one listening will find the answers to life's most important questions. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching.
Does anyone actually have all the answers? Well, the answer to that question is yes and no. God has all the answers, to be sure. But does any human being have all the answers? No human being has all the answers, only in so far as that human being has his faith in God. That way, at least, he will have more answers to questions. More of his questions will have answers. I am sure all of us have questions for which answers are hard to find. In some cases, it is because we are not able to see everything as God sees it. We must live with some unanswered questions, perhaps. But that is not without solution, because we can rest those questions with God if we truly find Him as a personal God. However, For some people, those hard questions become traps from which they never escape. They are ensnared by those questions. For other people, those questions create a search which leads them to true answers, the answers that can be found in God's holy word and by a relationship with Him. In order to get answers to those important questions and the right answers, we must go to the right source. I am not surprised that some people are still struggling with the question and not finding satisfying answers, because it is impossible to find satisfying answers to the questions of life till you go to the right source. The right source is the Bible. I want to read this portion of God's Word now, John 1:19-28, and I wish that you would follow in your Bible. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No, I am not." "Are you that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you, so that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say of yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." And they who were sent were from the Pharisees. And they asked him and said, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor that prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize you with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, the latchet of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. In this recorded conversation, we find the answers to two most basic questions facing all of us. The first question is the question of identification. They came to John the Baptist with the question, "Who are you?" He was very quick to identify himself and to make clear to them that he was not the Messiah. Christ in English is the same as the Greek word Christos, which means the anointed one, and is parallel to the word Messiah. "I am not the Messiah," John the Baptist said. Then they asked him, "Are you Elijah?" Malachi the prophet predicted that Elijah would come before the great and notable day of the Lord will come. So they were asking him, "Are you Elijah?" He said, "No." Then they said, "Are you that prophet?" "Well, what prophet?" "Why, the prophet Moses spoke about in Deuteronomy 18:15. Moses said the Lord was going to raise up unto them a prophet like unto him, and they ought to listen to that prophet." So they asked the question, "Are you that prophet?" John the Baptist identified himself and said, "No, I am not that prophet." Then they asked, "Well, who are you then?" And he quoted from Isaiah, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" If I were to ask you who you are, what would be your answer? John made it clear in his answer. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord.'" That is a most noble task. So it was the first question, and the question was a matter of identification, and that was made clear. Then the second question was the question of explanation. Then they ask him, "Why do you baptize if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" Then John gave them the explanation. He said, "I baptize with water, That was true. Were we to turn to other passages in the New Testament where John's baptism is explained further, we would learn that he said, "I baptize you with water unto repentance." So the water baptism of John was a baptism as a sign of repentance. But he said, "Somebody else is coming, greater than I. He is in fact standing among you now, but you do not know him. And when he comes, I will not be able even to loose his shoe latchet. I'm not worthy to do that. He is so much greater than I that I would feel unable to loosen his shoe latchet." Now let me ask you, why are you doing what you are doing? Can you answer that question? John the Baptist answered it quite well, because he had a particular relationship with the Messiah, and he was fulfilling his calling. What kind of relationship do you have with the Messiah? Why are you doing what you are doing? How do you answer me? These questions reveal to us the relation we ought to have to Jesus Christ, the question of identification. Do you know him as a coming one? As a one who has come? Are you interested in making a straight way for him? And then the question of explanation. Why are you doing what you are doing? The Messiah is coming. John saw it that way in his day. How do you see it? Do you see it any differently? Have you had any personal relationship with him, the Messiah, Jesus Christ? You can have that relationship right now.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that helpful teaching. My friend, do you have unanswered questions about life? Do you sometimes struggle to make sense of the events that happen to you? Do you see your life as a series of unrelated random happenings that have no connection or purpose? If so, that's unfortunate, because the Word of God shows us that God has a plan for each human life that He creates. That means He has a plan for you. Now, if you have questions about life, write to us. We will take your questions to the Word of God and find answers that will bring meaning and purpose to your life, if you accept them. So if you have questions, write to us today. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Answers to Questions. I'd be happy to send one to you, either in print or on an audio CD. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Answers to Questions. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Answers to Questions. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will address this question, Who is Jesus? And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.